With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration says Russia is using North Korean weapons in its war with Ukraine.
John Kirby with the White House National Security Council says Russia recently fired ballistic missiles into Ukraine that were provided by North Korea.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK's support for Russia.
Kirby says the U.S. has confirmed that Russia used at least one North Korean missile in a strike last Saturday and several others during a strike carried out against Ukraine on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel's defense minister has laid out his vision for the next phase of the war in Gaza, issuing a statement Thursday describing how Israeli forces would shift to a scaled-down combat approach in northern Gaza while continuing to fight terror group Hamas in the south for as long as necessary. Also at SRNnews.com, a Navy official says Iran-backed rebels in Yemen launched a sea drone towards Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea after a final warning from the U.S. and allies. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of U.S. Navy operations of the Middle East, said it was the first time the Houthis had used an unmanned surface vehicle, or USV, in their harassment of commercial ships in the Red Sea that started after the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. The USV is said to have come within a couple of miles before detonating. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder would not say whether any military action would follow Thursday's launch of the sea drone.
We're not going to stand aside and allow our forces to be threatened without ensuring that we're properly protecting them.
Since late October, the Houthis have launched scores of one-way attack drones and missiles at commercial vessels transiting the Red Sea. I'm Norman Hall.
Self-proclaimed Sanctuary City, New York, is suing Texas charter bus companies for the cost of illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. Some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran, but estimates run as high as 1 million. This is SRN News. An American healthcare giant is looking to shore up its balance sheet.
Walgreens says reducing its quarterly payout to shareholders to 25 cents per share will help free up capital to spend growing its pharmacy and healthcare businesses. New CEO Tim Wentworth says company leaders believe that such growth will ultimately improve shareholder value, although company shares did slide in early morning trading on Thursday. Walgreens also announced a better-than-expected fiscal first quarter. The chain runs a network of 13,000 drugstores globally. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal regulators are investigating the side effects of some diabetes and weight loss drugs. Medications like Ozempic are popular, but there are reports that some patients are experiencing hair loss, depression, and respiratory issues. Six products manufactured by Novo Nordisk, including Ozempic, are now being evaluated by the FDA. More details at srnnews.com.